Welcome again to Seven Laws Blog UK. My name is David, otherwise known as, well, doesn't matter what I'm known as, I'm just David. Anyway, so today's post is called Sticking Your Nose In. Sticking Your Nose In. So I personally am not anti-Jewish, and I have difficulty with the anti-Jewish sentiments I've encountered online. I'm not sure who to associate with or how much I should do so, since a person can make powerful and moral points on one hand while making anti-Zionist or anti-Jewish sentiments on the other. I mean, I've got a way of dealing with it now, but it's not a comfortable settlement, but it is what it is. But I see an issue that makes me think that Jews are their own worst enemy. There's a guy called David Icke, a controversial speaker. Apparently, some Jews in Australia persuaded the Australian government to refuse him access to Australia, even though he had a speech arranged. It was under the accusation of anti-Semitism. There are Jewish government lobbying groups in different countries around the world, such as America, like IPAC or APAC, having some impact over the dictates and acts of the Gentile governments. Apparently, there is a Jewish presence in movie making and other influential organisations that negatively impact Western culture. Based on what I know of the Jewish Torah tradition, I highly doubt that it's the Torah observant Jews that are massing in such areas of Gentile life. It's my strong belief that, for the most, it is the Jews that reject Torah, who try to have a hand in Gentile government and media. But even in that belief, I have my doubts. The Jews who are supposed to have accepted Torah, who I have interacted with, a number of them are very much committed to the legal systems in lands in which they are exiled. Lands where they choose to remain in exile. Self-imposed? I mean, they will vote. The Americans among them are so invested in that infernal constitution and its amendments that they start forcing its rights into God's mouth, as if he had just happened to give us the rights that the American founding fathers codified in their constitution, and not the rights codified by other political parasites. And just as an aside, I wonder if those Jews think freedom of religion is one of those so-called rights. What a reprehensibly disgusting idea that those who are custodians for the tradition for Gentiles, the Torah tradition for Gentiles, our seven laws, would shove in God's mouth that which contradicts his edicts. Stupid. Anyway, that's the end of the aside. At least those in the Bible, those Jews in the Bible, had some justification in settling in places of power in Gentile lands, like Daniel and Esther, as they were captives, meaning that they were, you know, captured from their homeland and forced to go to another, that they have to do what they got to do. The Jews of today are not in such a position. Like the German Jews of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, they seem to have become so assimilated in the exile that they even reject the land of Israel to find too much home in Gentile lands. Unfortunately, the Gentile lands aren't their home, and the Jews that interfere too much in Gentile life may soon find out the hard way that nationalistic Gentiles, much like nationalistic Jews, don't like strangers and foreigners meddling in their affairs. But the Jews who reject Torah help create fertile ground for anti-Jewish sentiment to blossom and bloom. The fact that they are biologically Jewish makes them foreigners, but the mindset and culture they've adopted, as well as the influence they've taken upon themselves, send red flags to Gentiles. But, and here's a massive but, I personally have no evidence that Jews run Hollywood or the governments or finance. When I look for evidence, I don't get anything concrete except for news items such as a synagogue shooting or the Jews banding together to keep David Icke out of Australia and the claims of anti-Zionists, those against Jews. It's not as if the media is trying to get people to convert to Judaism or even embrace the seven laws. The sort of garbage that I see in the media is oftentimes in Gentile societies already. There's nothing for me to point the finger solely at Jews rather than other, you know, the other people of that nation. But let's imagine, let's pretend the Jews, the Torah-hating ones, found their place at the hidden tippy-top of society and were pulling the strings. Why does such thinking remind me of how certain non-white peoples think the whites are in charge, that there is white supremacy? It's all victim mentality. Oh, the wicked whites are the masters and everyone else is so weak-minded and easily manipulated. Oh, the wicked Jews / Zionists are the masters and everyone else is so weak, blah, blah, BS, blah. As if the Jews or the whites have the monopoly on craving power and doing whatever it takes to get it and abuse it. Such thinking to me seems ludicrous. There is no innocent people group, a people group in which no individual seeks power over others. How do I know? Because bullying, one form of which is being government, is ubiquitous. Bullying is everywhere. That's how I know that there's no innocent people group. Look, focusing on the Jews, I have no doubt that Jews are foreigners in countries other than their own. I have no doubt that some Jews try to influence the political system in one way or another. It's something members of any people group would do in similar situations. However much they try to fit in, for some in the host nation, it will never be enough. Yeah, for those people in the host nation, for some of those people, it will never be enough. And personally, where Tory is concerned, I don't think Jews should be getting too homely in other countries, especially the Torah observant among them. They've got a God-given land and a divine responsibility. Like the prophet Ezekiel taught, their being outside that land in a state of exile is an insult to God's name and promise. They give Gentiles ground to blaspheme. Wow, ain't that the truth? And whether they accept Torah or not, them, the Jews, sticking their nose into Gentile affairs will likely generate problems. Such is life. You see, it would be wonderful if the Torah-rejecting Jews would be so assimilated and intermingled with the Gentiles that they essentially disappear and stop being such a thorn and irritation to the good in the world. But hey, God has his purpose for letting the weeds continue to exist. And that's it. Thank you very much for your time and have a great day.